Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
We're back at 17 till. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all of the other things there. Thousands. Google says we've got 60-something thousand pages of information that are just waiting on you to read or listen to. To ask questions, to find out what it is that's on your mind, and for you to tell us what's on your mind, and we'll let us help you find an answer to those questions, including the body of work that Gene Siciliano has deposited with us over the years. You can find that at his suite, which we've created for him on our website. And just go there and type in his name. That's Siciliano, S-I-C-I-L-L-I-A-N-O. And, of course, on his own website. Gene, give us your website, please.
F-O-R-R-E-N-T.
Give us that.
And my last name only has one L in it, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. The I looked like an L there in my... Thank you. Give us the website again, please.
C-F-O-F-O-R-R-E-N-T. CFOforRent.com.
Check it out. We're talking about leverage compensation plans that are really important, Gene, for businesses to be able to motivate salespeople, to drive them to the way companies get their products sold that they really want to have sold is by incenting salespeople to sell those products and to get them to wake them up every morning and get them up off their backsides and to go out and do a great job. And so you do this by paying them a little extra for the good stuff and a little bit not so much for the stuff that is not as profitable, right?
That's one thing you absolutely do.
How do we structure this? How do we do that?
Well, another thing you do is you don't put a cap on their earnings.
We have
super salespeople in a company. Frequently, an owner who sees a salesperson making much more money than the owner is says, well, you know, they don't need to make any more than that. We'll cap it here.
Right.
And you have automatically inserted a large dose of demotivation.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if I've ever seen that before, but if I have, that's awful. That's a horrible thing to do.
It really is. They need to know the sky's the limit. Even if there's no real chance of getting there, they need to have it in their heads. I can earn as much as I want to earn. And that's really important. So that's number two on my list. And we talked earlier about the commission plans that are pay different rates for different things. And it's not just high profit items. It's also new product introductions where you want to get a good launch of a product into the market. You want to pay extra for that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a line you want to close out and you want to get it off your shelf to make room for new stuff. You may want to pay extra for that, which is an alternative to price cutting.
And you can do this. You can do this over a period of a week or a month or a year or whatever. You can change the compensation plan. This is one of the problems I think I see with small businesses, is they establish one pay plan, and they leave it like that for years, and over time they don't realize that the salesman got rich, but the company didn't.
True, it's very true, and very often CEOs and business owners don't look at their sales plan because they don't think of that as being the problem. They think if Salesforce isn't performing, it must be them. It must be something else. It must be they never think it's the way we're paying them because salespeople think differently about pay than CEOs do. And that's really a big
thing. Now, one thing to remember, though, is if your salesperson has a great month and they sell a bunch of stuff and you have a bunch of commission to pay on that, and what they sold is not going to be collected by you for maybe 60 or 90 days or maybe longer, maybe months from now, depending on what you're selling, you've got to be able to fund that commission, right?
That's true. That is a challenge.
Do you recommend that people pay salespeople when they make the sale, when the contract's delivered, when at certain increments along the way, when the money's collected? What do you recommend?
Well, good question. First of all, I do not recommend that it's when the money is collected, but in a lot of cases, that's what companies do because they haven't been able to deal with it any other way.
Right.
It really depends on the nature of the business. If you have a reliable pattern of your customers paying, so for example, if you're selling to Fortune 100 companies, you know you're going to get the money. You're not going to have a loss on it. So now the question is, how do you fund that gap between the time you made the sale and the time you collect for it? But the ideal, Jim, the ideal is you get that incentive pay as close as possible to the event that earned it, which is the sale, because now you put in the salesperson's mind the clear connection between sale and reward.
Right.
Sale and reward.
But you also know, you also have it in place that if the sale falls through, the money comes back.
Exactly right. You always have to have that.
You have to recapture the money. But what's wrong with the plan where, let's say that you're going to be paid 6% to make a sale. What's wrong with the plan, and that would be on gross sales, not on profit. What would be wrong with the plan that says, okay, when you bring me a contract that's acceptable to the company from a credit standpoint, et cetera, you get 3%, and when the product's delivered and the customer pays, you get the other 3%. What's wrong with that?
Nothing except it's twice as much bookkeeping and accounting and twice as much chance for errors. And
right.
One of the things that salespeople get very upset about is when there are errors in their pay. And I got to tell you, nobody watches their pay as closely.
You're right about that.
So, you know.
But the reason I'm saying that, though, Gene, that way the salesperson's got a vested interest in making sure that they sell quality sale, make a quality sale, and they stay involved in the process all the way through. I think, you know, I think there's a case for both ways, but there's nothing wrong with it if you can manage the accounting, as Gene says. We're going to come back and talk some more about this, folks. Gene's got some other ideas for us after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.